you know, good to be back at practice and, you know, make some of the corrections from the game the other night and try and work on some things to be better this week. So, you know, it was good. We had a little rain to deal with, which is, you know, always good to practice in. You never know if you're going to have one of those games throughout the year. So it was a solid morning.
Probably pretty fun watching the tape from Friday night and kind of evaluating it. It looked like it went the way you wanted it to.
Yeah, I mean, there's some, you know, anytime you look at the tape, there's some good things, and then there's some things that you'd like to improve. And, you know, as we went through the tape the last couple of days, found a lot of things that we need to work on and try and improve at and get better at, and that's what it's all about when you get back out onto the practice field. But it's a first chance to really have some solid game tape to watch and you know, start to evaluate what we need to get better at.
How concerned are you? Go ahead.
Thanks. Hey, how did the run game look on film? Was it close to popping, or how did that evaluation look on film?
Yeah, you know, it looked all right. Obviously, you know, we had some looks where we probably could have got some more yards, and some looks where we probably could have been a little bit better. But, you know, across the board, I thought the effort was great from our offensive line, from our running backs, from our tight ends, from our wide receivers. I thought our wide receivers did a really nice job blocking in the run game. So, you know, we'll continue to get better at it. And, you know, it's hard to replace those game speed reps, you know, and that was our first experience to get to do it. And I'm looking forward to getting more of those.
Speaking of that, you said it's hard to replace those game speed reps. Of course, Devontae and Tevin haven't gotten that yet. You know, they're back on the field today doing some individual. What about that? Are there any concerns about the, you know, getting those guys ready for the season and you getting a rhythm with the running game when you don't have your top two guys out there?
Well, I think it's, you know, obviously you'd like to have everybody, you know, every time you go onto the field, but it's kind of not the case in this sport. You know, guys are going to get nicked up at different times and you've got to adapt and you got to move forward. I thought some of our running backs stepped up and did a nice job the other night. You know, Jerome Smith came in and played, I thought, really well for us. He was physical in the run game, ran the ball really well, but, you know, his pass protection was, you know, really, really good. So those are the encouraging things. When guys have opportunities to play and to showcase what they can do, it's great to see that. But certainly we'd like to have those guys back.
Is it important to get maybe, you know, this is a positive sign, like I said today, but that third preseason game, that's the one where you guys get, like, the most playing time. Is it important to maybe have those guys out there to do some things in that game?
Well, you know, obviously you gotta see where they're at, and that's not my area, right? That's between Dan and our training staff and those guys, and so they'll handle that. But like I said, anytime you can get guys on the field, and you want everybody out there.
How did you see that? You know, the guys behind you battling the other night, TJ and Sean.
Yeah, I thought both of them competed really well, made some good plays and made some nice throws, and, you know, both led some scoring drives and helped us win that game. And that's what you want to see. You want to see guys play winning football, and I thought both those guys made plays throughout the game that helped us win.
That closeout drive, was that pretty much textbook how you want to close out the last four?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you'd like to get that last first down and not, you know, not have any chance there, but I thought our offense did a great job in that situation, running the football, staying in bounds, executing that four-minute drill the way you want to.
When they know it's...
Absolutely. I mean, that's end of the game. You know, they know what you're trying to do. And when you can go out there and still execute and still do it, that's, you know, that's how you become a really good football team.
How do you like the kind of the... I know they want you to be a little more mobile and move around in the pocket. How difficult has that been to kind of change habits and how comfortable are you doing it?
You know, not that difficult. We did a lot of it, you know, early on in my career. Mm-hmm. You know, when Mike Mularkey was here, we did a lot of outside the pocket stuff, and so it just wasn't a big point of emphasis for us the last couple of years, but, you know, certainly feel comfortable doing it and you know, feel like it's it adds another dimension to our offense.
Do you how much do you think it'll help to, you know, I know you don't want to kind of take the pounding you've taken the last couple of years. How much do you think that can help?
I think it just helps us become a better offense. You know, if we can execute well in that area, I think it adds another, you know, layer for a defense to have to prepare for and, you know, different areas the field to have to defend. So for me, you know, it's a physical game. You know, I don't worry about that too much. Mm-hmm. You got to be ready to go, and that's what you train all off season for and try and get yourself in the best shape possible. For me, what it's all about is, you know, trying to make us the best offense we can be, and I think that helps us become a better offense.
Coach LaFleur said, too, he called it your sneaky athleticism.
He's nice to say that. you know what? I've always felt like I can move pretty well. Uh-huh. And, you know, when you get outside the pocket, you know, I've always felt like I can extend plays and make plays outside the pocket. And, you know, we've done that around here in the past, probably maybe not so much as, you know, some other guys around the league, but certainly, you know, well enough to do it pretty effectively. And so, you know, I feel like, you know, I feel like it's an offense that suits my game pretty well. All right, guys.